How should God's willingness to divorce in Jeremiah 3:8 affect our view of divorce? Well, we referred to that in an earlier question. I don't think God ever did divorce. The language of divorce in Jeremiah, I think, is used precisely to take it back. In other words, when he writes his wayward wife a, quote, bill of divorcement and sends her away into exile, he goes to get her. So I don't think God ever divorced his people. There was a legal separation of 70 years during which he punished his people. And the language of cutting off or ending the relationship was used only to take it back again, to say, I'll never let you go. And it comes most clearly in Hosea, where the language is, I'm done with you. And then in chapter 11, my heart grows warm. How can I let you go, O Ephraim? So I think it should affect our view of divorce by saying God never divorces, and we shouldn't either if we can help. Not all Christians can stop a divorce from happening. I'm not going to lay that on every Christian. I'm dealing with a guy right now in our church. I spent an hour with him yesterday, and his wife is on him so hard for a divorce, and he doesn't want one, and he's wondering what to do, and it may go that way. You can refuse to sign the papers, and then it'll take 18 months instead of 3 weeks to get it done, but you can't stop divorce from happening in our culture if somebody wants it to happen bad enough. So I don't want to, when I say don't do it, I don't mean it won't happen to you.